You're listening to Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Time for your top tip for feeling a little bit better today. Maybe you're one of those people who catches yourself breathing too fast. Do you sometimes find that you're short of breath and feeling a little anxious? If breathing is something that you take for granted, something you do without thinking about, or even something you're just grateful you can do, then maybe it's time to think again, because breathing exercises really can help you feel better, relieve anxiety. So take a deep breath, relax, because Celia Roberts from the Biomedical Institute of Yoga and Meditation is here to take you through the basics of breathing. It's so basic, Celia, isn't it? Breathing, that you do let it go by the wayside, but there are some important things to keep in mind. G'day and thank you. And what can you tell us?
Well, when you're working with anxiety, it's really good to try and lower your heart rate. So often your heart rate will increase when you're anxious, and you may or may not realise that. So the best thing you can do is focus on your out breath, not your in breath. And the moment you bring attention to your breath, you bring yourself into the present moment almost without even realising it. So that means the thoughts about your past and your future, which are often making you anxious, subside as you focus your attention on the breath, and particularly the out breath, for the scientific benefit of lowering your heart rate.
Yeah, so explain what's happening with that out breath and the relationship to the heart. Why is that so important?
Oh, there's so much science in that. Let's talk about vagal tone with it. So the vagus nerve is a big, long cranial nerve, actually, that connects your gut and your diaphragm and your heart and your lungs. And the moment that you breathe out, you literally elicit the relaxation response, and that nerve is communicating through all those systems. And so that long out breath really allows the heart to sort of listen to this nerve, or your nervous system calming down. So the nervous system is, regulated by our heart rate and vice versa, and your gut is all communicating with between your brain, your heart, and your biome. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all connected through this big, long cranial nerve. So if you focus on an out breath, you will stimulate the vagus nerve into the relaxation response, and the heart rate will slow down.
And where are we focusing the breath? Is it in the lungs or in the tummy, as people talk about? I mean, where is it working?
That's a really good question. I feel, usually if we're coming to a Buddhist meditation practice, you might actually focus in certain areas depending on the practice, but usually I've been taught to focus in on the belly. When you're working with your breath, what's happening is your diaphragm is actually moving up and down, and at the moment that you breathe out, you relax your diaphragm, which means it moves up into the rib cage. But I actually ask students to really notice where they feel the anxiety. And it's quite a weird thing to do, but if you can breathe to that part in the body. So most people will feel anxiety in the gut, or they'll feel it in the chest and the heart. Some people feel shakiness in the limbs and a little bit sweaty kind of thing, when they feel anxious. But usually you're looking at either the chest or the belly. And if you want to follow the sort of Buddhist techniques, then it would be focusing on the belly and really softening that area so that your nervous system and your vagus nerve is getting the message that you're calm. Because if your gut's all tight, you will be not feeling calm, you won't feel connected, you won't trust other people won't trust you, because your gut's all tight and your vagus nerve is telling us that you're not trustworthy. And also it reduces oxytocin, which is the calm and connection hormone as well. So to answer your question, firstly, gut. If you can't feel where anxiety is in your body, and if you can feel where the anxiety is, I would actually focus in on that area, because we often say the cure for anxiety is in the anxiety, or as Rumi says, the cure for pain is in the pain. So we transform it.
Yeah. We're a couple of minutes away from the news at 3 o'clock, Celia, but before you go, do you think you could take us through a really simple breathing exercise?
Yeah. Do you know what I do, Kat? I extend the breath with sound. So it's really good to add sound to the breath. So it might just be a simple hum. And if you gently bring that hum into your out breath, then that stimulates the vagus nerve and allows you to take a longer out breath without you just focusing your mind on it. So it's literally taking in breath, and together let's hum. And so strangely, that sound has just made you take a much longer out breath if you just simply focused your mind, your attention to the breath. And so that, I really feel, is the most amazing thing you can do to reduce anxiety.
Celia Roberts, thank you so much for making us feel a little bit better today.
No worries. Thank you, Kat. I really appreciate your time.
It's true, though, isn't it? Isn't it funny? Just by humming, you actually breathe better, breathe longer. Celia Roberts, with your top tip for feeling a little bit better today. She's from the Biomedical Institute of Yoga and Meditation. You can find her online at biomi.com.au. That's B-I-Y-O-M-E.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.